امیر کبیر خیام مولانا اویسنا خوارزمی Iranian notables, sources of global honor.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, in this episode, you will get familiar with the Iranian poet who lived in 7th and 8th centuries AH, corresponding to 13th and 14th centuries AD. He was Seyf Faraghani. Seyf Faraghani has been known as a leader of socio-political poetry in Farsi language. The 7th and 8th centuries AH were among the bright eras of Iran's literary history, as masters of poetry and Gnosticism like Maulana, Sa'di, and Hafez lived in that era. We said there is little known about the life and times of Saifuddin Abul Mohammed Muhammad Faraghani. Dr. Zabiullah Safa, who has edited his Divan, or collection of poems, writes in the introduction, "Our whole information about him is restricted to the Divan of poems that has remained for us. As there is name or trace mentioned in the literary references and sources of this able poet, although he had a high status in expression of mystic concepts and, certainly, has been one of the leaders of Khanqah, there is no trace of him in the Farsi books of the great figures of mysticism and Gnosticism." You heard that Saifuddin Mohammed Muhammad Faraghani was born in Transoxiana and left his town Farqane for Asia Minor, current Turkey, in youth. He lived the rest of his life in Aksaray, a small town of the region. This episode will be mostly dedicated to explanation of the era of Mongol onslaught. The Mongol onslaught that had been started by Genghis Khan ended by Timur's rule in Iran. The era of his rule was very tumultuous and resulted in widespread devastation of the Iranian plateau. Although this period was very destructive and bloody for Iran, the men of letters and poets did their best in safeguarding the injured culture and literature amid all disasters. Iran was a subordinate of the Mongol Empire in those days. Even after the end of Mongol era, Iran was ruled by his grandchildren. However, after the termination of their rule, a few kings and rulers came to power in Iran who were weak and incompetent. Thus, the ground was set for Tamerlane's dominance over the country. Historical books have given the details of Genghis Khan's massacres and crimes in detail. In the book of Jahangoshay Joveni, we read, "After the arrival of Genghis troops in the city of Marv, they started looting, raping, and shedding the blood of innocent people. They continued their crimes for 4 years. They separated women from men, captivated 400 men in various professions, and girls and boys, and killed the rest of the people." The book makes it clear that each of the Mongol soldiers killed over 300 people of Marv. It is said that more than 1.3 million people were massacred. The cruel massacre of people by Mongols swept across all cities and villages that they assaulted. Many simple-minded people believed that Genghis Khan was the scourge of God. Genghis Khan himself also believed that he was the scourge of God unto the sinners. After capturing the city of Bukhara, the rich and merchants of the city were brought to him. He told them, "O people, you should know that you have committed big sins. I am God's punishment. Had you not committed big sins, God would have not sent me to punish you." Unfortunately, most of the attacks of the Mongols would face little resistance, as the rulers and kings were not popular and mostly thought of their throne rather than the lives of people. For example, the forces of Muhammad Khwarazm Shah fled the city of Balkh after just 3 days of fighting. The result of the Mongol invasion was a very weak rule and a decadent society. The whole social and economic structure was destroyed, and corruption was rampant everywhere. There was no order in the social system of the country, and an inexperienced group of rulers and ministers took the helm of power. Most of these people maintained that the only way of salvation and prosperity was absolute obeisance to the Mongols. Therefore, Mongol beliefs and traditions such as superstition and a belief in vicious ghosts and sorcery prevailed everywhere. Dear listeners, next time we will continue the discussion. Till then, God bless.